This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools welcomed thousands of students back to class today. Concerns arose about excessive heat and a lack of bus drivers, and there were also normal first day jitters. My colleague Sarah Karp reports.
At McCulloch Elementary on the Northwest Side, the mayor rang the bell.
All right, summer is over. The building is open.
Layla was standing in line waiting to go inside.
I'm feeling nervous a little bit, and I am excited.
She's in first grade and was a bit worried about her new teacher, but she looked on at the kindergarteners, some of whom were crying. She had some advice for them.
I'll just say it's okay.
Freshmen start classes today at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. This is the first incoming class since the Supreme Court struck down race-based affirmative action in college admissions. Black students were recruited and admitted to U of I in significant numbers for the first time in 1968 in an effort called Project 500. Alumnus Leroy McCray was among them, and he says the campus had no black culture or barbers.
And a lot of us cut each other's hair. Until there came a point when we learned that there was a barber on the north end, and that's where we went.
The school has a cultural center now that caters to the well-being of black students, and the percentage of black students on campus at the last official count is still lower than the state of Illinois as a whole. Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson faces murder charges for the fatal shooting of Sonia Massey, and his lawyer is trying to get him out of jail pre-trial. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports attorney Mike Wyckoff is appealing an earlier decision to deny Grayson pre-trial release. He says because of the seriousness of this case, a ruling on the appeal can take a while.
Mr. Grayson is not being treated any differently than any other defendant that walks into this courthouse.
Massey's loved ones, including her cousin Shadia Massey, packed the courtroom this morning.
We're here every court date, every time we walk in this building, every time Sean Grayson is scheduled for court, you will see the Massey family.
The next hearing is expected in October. The White Sox have lost 100 games this season, and it is not even September. This is the sixth time the White Sox have hit this milestone in franchise history. Outfielder Andrew Benintendi says focusing on losses is like beating a dead horse.
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to show up and try to win games. I think, you know, there hasn't been a game this year where we've tried to lose. And I think, you know, the last week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it's been, it's been better. And, you know, it seems like, you know, the game's not over in the seventh like it may have been earlier in the year.
The Sox face the Tigers tonight. Weather, we have an excessive heat warning in effect until 10 o'clock Tuesday evening. It is sunny and hot, a high in the mid-90s with the heat index topping 100 today. And then clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 70s. Tuesday, sunny, continued hot with a high in the upper 90s, and the heat index could reach near 110. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.